Translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. In this way, all the coward men, headed by Nanda Maharaj, enjoyed topics about the pastimes of Krishna and Balaram with great transcendental pleasure, and they could not even perceive material tribulations. Put by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Here is an instruction about the result of studying or discussing the Krishna Leelas that appear in Srimad Bhagavatam. Satyo Hriday Avurudhatye Atra Kriti Bhi Susrusbhi Tatshanat. That is Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 1 and Verse Number 2. Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda in Vrindavan appeared like ordinary persons of this material world, but they never felt the tribulations of this world, although they sometimes met many dangerous situations created by the demons. This is a practical example. If we follow in the footsteps of Nanda Maharaj and the Gopas, we can all be happy simply by discussing the activities of Krishna. Anartho pashanam pashamam shakshad bhakti yogam atokshaje lokashya janato vidvams chakre satvata samhitam. That is Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7 and Text Number 6. Vyasadev has given this literature so that everyone may understand one's transcendental position simply by discussing Bhagavad Katha. Even at the present moment, everyone, everywhere can be happy and free from material tribulations by following Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need of austerities and penances, which in this age are very difficult to perform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore declared, Sarvatma snapanam param vijayate Sri Krishna sankirtanam. By our Krishna consciousness movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone in any part of the world can be absorbed in the Krishna consciousness movement by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from all material tribulations. Free from all material tribulations. Om Jnanantimirandasya Jnanan Jnana Shalakaya Chakshuran Mulitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruvai Namaha. Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam. Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Tumzim Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vikavitamcha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpati Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sutta Devi Pranami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaivacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Sri Vasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. Sarva Shastra Vihi Puyusha Sarva Vedakya Satfala Sarva Siddhanta Ratnadya Sarva Loka Kedrik Prada Sarva Bhagavata Prana Srimat Bhagavata Prabhu Kali Dvandita Ditya Shri Krishna Parivartita Paramanandam Patnaya Prema Varsha Ksharayate Sarvanda Sarvasevyaya Sri Krishna Namostume Madhika Bandhu Mat Sankin Mat Guru Man Mahatana Man Nishtaraka Mat Bhagya Mat Ananda Namostute Sadhu Vasadhu Dain Ati Nichocha Taraka Hana Muncha Kadachin Mam Premna Hrit Kantayospura Srimad Bhagavatam Puranam Amalam Yad Vaishnavanam Priyam Yashmin Paramahamsyam Ikam Amalam Jnanam Param Ghiyate Tatra Jnana Viraga Bhakti Sahitam Naishkarmyam Avishkritam Takshrunvan Supathan Vicharanoparo Bhaktya Vimuchanaraha. This is glorification of Srimad Bhagavatam. What I just read, I will read the translation. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O nectar churned from the ocean of all Vedic scriptures, O most prominent transcendental fruit of all the Vedas, O you who are enriched with the jewels of all spiritual philosophical conclusions, O you who grant spiritual vision to all the people of the world, O life breath of the Vaishnava devotees, O Lord, you are the sun which has arisen to dispel the darkness of the Kali Yuga. You are actually Lord Krishna who has returned among us. O Srimad Bhagavatam, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. By reading you, one attains transcendental bliss. For your syllables rain pure love of God upon the reader. You are always to be served by everyone, for you are an incarnation of Lord Krishna. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O my only friend, O my companion, O my teacher, O my great wealth, O my deliverer, O my good fortune, O my bliss, I offer respectful obeisances unto you. O Srimad Bhagavatam, O giver of saintliness to the unsaintly, O uplifter of the very fallen, please do not ever leave me. Please become manifested upon my heart and my throat, accompanied by pure love of Krishna. Srimad Bhagavatam is the spotless Purana. It is most dear to the Vaishnavas because it describes the pure and supreme knowledge of the Paramahamsas. This Bhagavatam reveals the means for becoming free from all material work, together with the processes of transcendental knowledge, renunciation and devotion. Anyone who seriously tries to understand Srimad Bhagavatam, who properly hears and chants it with devotion, becomes completely liberated. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So Lord Krishna is very kind. He's termed like term is called Bhakta Vatsalya. So he is very kind to his devotees. And if we take up devotional service, then all these material tribulations, they are there. But you don't suffer that much. You don't feel that much pain. The pain is reduced. Everyone is suffering from three types of material miseries. First one is adhyatmik, which relates to the mind and the body. Second one is adhibhautik, which other living entities always give us suffering. And the last one is adhidevik, which is natural catastrophes like earthquake, drought, etc. So Maharaj gave a very nice example. Guru Maharaj, he had actually malaria when he came in year 2000, and we were lucky that he was here in this country and he could be treated very nicely. in UCH hospital, which is in the city, near Warren Street. It's like a 5-star hotel, but very good hospital. Anyway, Maharaj was saying to us about this verse that such a small mosquito, it's a very small mosquito. And Maharaj got a big body. So small mosquito, just little bite in India. And then when he came here, you know, you had to be treated for malaria. So small things, but it's misery is caused by other living entities. So, but in our current situation, even in devotee circle or outside, we are always having problems with each other, and small problems, big problems, but everyone is suffering. Everyone is suffering. Now, one of the Maharajis gave class, and then the point I was learning from that class is that we get very, very easily offended when somebody criticizes us and we think we've done something wrong. So it's anger, you know, it just sprouts up. But devotees should not reciprocate like that. They should take it as a mercy of Krishna that I have done something wrong, or it is my fault. I must improve. It is not that I deserve punishment, but Krishna is telling me something. This is how we should look at things. So Maharaj said a very nice example that when you try and point a finger at somebody that you did this, but three fingers are facing you actually. Three fingers. So, you know, you are more at fault than one finger. So that was a nice example. And so in any situation, we are going to suffer because we've got this material body. So the only way out is to take up devotional service. And Krishna promises in various verses throughout the Bhagavatam, and I've made a list of a few, but where the roots of the problem, they are actually cut by a guru or a senior devotee to help the young devotee develop in Krishna consciousness. And I'll try and quote a few verses which are very relevant. Hare Krishna.
Muktanam api siddhanam narayana parayanah sudurlabha prasanatma kotishva api mahamuni. O great sage, among many millions who are liberated and perfect in knowledge of liberation, one may be a devotee of Lord Narayan, O Krishna. Such devotees who are fully peaceful are extremely rare. Narayana para sarve nakutaschana bibhyati swarga parvaga narekeshu apitulyata darshinaha. Devotees solely engaged in the devotional service of the Supreme Personality of God and Narayan never fear any condition of life. For them, the heavenly planets, liberation, and the hellish planets are all the same. For such devotees are interested only in the service of the Lord.
Yeah, this one here. Yeah. It is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 1, Verse number 15. Kechit kevalaya bhaktya vasudeva parayanaha agam dunmanti katsnyena niharam iva paskaraha. Only a rare person who has adopted complete unalloyed devotional service to Krishna can uproot the weeds of sinful actions with no possibility that they will revive. He can do this simply by discharging devotional service, just as the sun can immediately dissipate fog by its rays. So here, katsnena, that is translated completely with no possibility that sinful desires will revive. So a guru is needed, or a senior devotee, those who are not initiated, they can get guidance from senior devotees and they can help uproot any anarthas you have. But in order to be progressing in spiritual life, one has to do something. And that one thing is to openly disclose your anarthas. Problem is, you know, we all get initiated or we progress and we don't confide in senior devotees that this is our problem. So then you suffer. These miserable conditions will affect you. But devotional service is such a potent process. All we have to do is just humbly surrender to the spiritual master and say, I have this problem, I have this problem. Can you please help me? So it's like going to the doctor and you got some problem, but basically if you don't tell him what is wrong with you, doctor can't really help you. You have to tell him you've got pain in the stomach or this or that or you've got a headache. But if you are not honest with the doctor, you won't get the right treatment. So similarly, in our path in spiritual progress, we have to be very honest with ourselves and disclose our anarthas to the spiritual master, and only then he can help us. So here, coming back to our topic, Nanda Maharaj, and everyone's always happy, but this is Vrindavan. They are in a spiritual world. Activities like Krishna and Balaram, they are always playing around like children. So they are all happy. And they don't perceive material tribulations. They are in a different mood altogether. They are prema bhaktas. And earlier I said is they are Narayana Parayana. They are always 24 hours engaged in devotional service. So we in Srila Prabhupada actually mentioned in the early days that you can ask any one of my devotees. They are 24 hours engaged in devotional service. So this is our mood as well. We should also imbibe that mood of Srila Prabhupada and the early Srila Prabhupada disciples. They were totally engaged, fully engaged. Here nowadays the tendency is you do 1 or 2 hour service or 4 hour service and I've done my duty and I should go home and this and this. But really, even if you go home, you should be thinking about Krishna. Go out shopping, you should be thinking about Krishna. What does Krishna like? What should I buy for him? So I think you can concentrate your mind always. Even though you don't appear to be doing things for Krishna, but your consciousness inside should be that I want to serve Krishna 24 hours a day. And I have few more notes which I should refer to. So when you read more Krishna stories, then your material desires automatically are reduced. We are only suffering because of our past impious activities which we did. So karma, we have to fulfill that. But Krishna says in 1866 that just surrender unto me and I'll take care of all your sinful reactions. So we sometimes are suffering because of our past karma, but those are because of impious activities which we did. So you have to still... But there's a nice example actually. Giriraj Maharaj gave a nice example, analogy, that of a fan. When you take up devotional service, you've actually stopped the fan, the switch on the main switch. You've stopped it. But if you see the fan, it is still going a little bit. It doesn't stop automatically straight away. It still goes around. So when you take up devotional service, you actually switched off the electricity. But because that is still going and that is our past karma, which is still affecting us. But do not worry, because Krishna promises he takes care of his devotees. And Srila Prabhupada is a pure devotee of the Lord and he also guarantees that he will take care of his devotees. So pure devotional service, it gives us relief from material distress. When you take it up, you get the signs of auspiciousness. It's good, you're happy. It puts one in transcendental pleasure. It is rarely achieved, and devotees generally are not interested in liberation. The only means to attract Krishna is by devotional service. So we should be one, enthusiastic. In the nectar of instruction, text number 3, it says enthusiastic, which means utsaha. We should endeavor with confidence, nishchayat, and then be patient. And the Sanskrit for that is dharyat. So we should be, when we do any devotional service, we didn't do any service actually. Maharaj said, even if you work outside, you should do your service immaculately. So do your job properly. Whatever job you are in, do it properly, nicely, 100%. Don't cut corners. Do it honestly and very good. So the boss is happy, everyone's happy, you've done your good work, then you get wages, then you can use that wages properly because it's honest work. So in devotional service also, I myself, I'm just so lucky that Gadara Prabhu engages me in some service. I'm learning from Navadip Chandra this Bhakti Vaibhav course, so we are studying Bhagavatam seriously. So, and of course, Shruti Dharma Prabhu, he's my mentor, and all this guidance I'm getting, but I like to serve Krishna, but with full energy. And I love it. So I think the attitude should be like that, that you want to do it. You want to serve, you want to help. And another thing we can all do in this temple or any other temple, if you see somebody struggling a little bit, help him. You see? Help him come up. Not just ignore. One should be more compassionate, basically, to somebody who needs some help. When senior devotees come, we should actually serve them. So these are 3 things, you know. And if you are friends, just talk nicely, but talk about Krishna. So many people talk about how are you, what are you doing, and this and that. But that is not really required. I remember Krishna Priya Prabhu in his some few years back. Whenever he sees me, he says, "Sit down. We're going to talk Bhagavatam." So he's so nice, devotee. And this is how we should all do. You know, when we meet each other, I think we should discuss Bhagavatam, we should discuss Bhagavad Gita. That will help us. And then all these material tribulations just disappear because you are in the spiritual world. So I think that is very, very good attitude in life. We obviously have 9 types of processes to engage in devotional service. Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Achanam, Vandanam, Dasyam, Sakhyam, Atma, Nivedanam. So here, Shravanam is hearing, Kirtanam, of course glorifying Krishna, Vishnu. Smaranam means remembering, Pada Sevanam means serving the lotus feet. Achanam is worship, Vandanam is prayers, Dasyam is servant, Sakhyam is friend, and Atma Nivedanam is surrender. So when we do any bhakti, Bhakti Devi actually enters the heart of the devotee. So Krishna Katha is basically 2 things, reading Bhagavatam or reading Bhagavad Gita. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself propagated, go around the world and give Bhagavatam to everyone, and every town and every village. So when you hear Krishna Katha, then actually Bhakti Devi, she keeps away materialistic people. This is another very, very good point. Somehow or other, I was in my, about 20, 30 years ago, I had a big friend circle and all these things. So, I used to do that, but then by entering into bhakti, then you reduce yourself from connection with non-devotees. automatically it reduces. Because if you increase devotional service, then material desires get less. It's nice. It's inversely proportional. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was in Tota Gopinath temple, he used to always ask Radha Pandit, please read Dhruva's story. Please read Prahlad Maharaj's story. So he was reading he heard almost about 108 times each. So spiritual stories, spiritual pastimes, they are so enlightening. It is not like reading a book, maybe Harry Potter or something, and just see a film and that's it. They see it once and they don't want to see it again. Our literatures, Vedic literatures, when you repeat, this is the third time I'm going through Bhagavatam myself, but I'm getting so much nectar because it's just, we are getting deeper and deeper and deeper into Bhagavatam. And there are new meanings coming every time. So that's what I feel. I feel I'm learning. I'm still a beginner and I'm learning a lot. There's another beautiful verse in the Bhagavatam. Shri Radha Gokul Ananda ki jai. Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki jai. Shri Prabhupada ki jai. Shunvata Shraddha Nityam Granatascha Svachestitam Kalena Nadit Dirganya Bhagavan Vishate Hride. Persons who hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly and are always taking the matter very seriously will have the personality of Godhead Sri Krishna manifested in their hearts within a short time. Purported by His Divine Grace in that particular verse, Maharaj Parikshit had no more 7 days to live. But for others, Maharaj Parikshit personally recommends that one hear Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, nityam, always, by one's own effort. And with serious devotion also. That will help one to see the Lord Sri Krishna manifest in one's heart within no time. That is the way recommended by an authority like Maharaj Parikshit, who heard and benefited by Srimad Bhagavatam. So we should follow in that footsteps. We are all in Kali Yuga suffering four types of things. Manda, which means lazy. Sumanda, matayo, misguided. Manda, bhagya, unlucky. And upadrutaha, disturbed. This is in Canto 1, Chapter 1 and verse number 10. These are symptoms of people in Kali Yuga. But we are also, lazy to get up. We don't want to come for Mangalati, but we have to come for Mangalati. So things like that. And without a guru or a spiritual master or senior devotee's guidance, we are misguided. Then you can go this way, that way. I think it was last Friday or somebody gave a class and they said, on the way coming to the temple, there is a cinema or something. So some people decide, I don't want to go to the temple, there's a nice film. So it gets diverted. This is how our mind works, material mind works like that. So you can get misguided very easily. But we are all unlucky in this Kali Yuga. You know? But if by fortune we meet a spiritual master or a devotee of Krishna, then actually we should consider ourselves very lucky to be in the process. So, iti nandayo gopaha krishna rama katham muda kurvanto rama manascha navindan bhava vedanam. Bhava vedanam, tribulations of material existence. Srila Prabhupada translates this nicely. Bhava vedanam, tribulations of material existence. So, we have to be Krishna conscious, take up devotional service, then all these problems will not affect us. They are there, but they will not affect us. So another verse in the Prabhupada, Maharaj Srila Prabhupada quotes, is anartha pashanam shakshad भक्ति योगम अधोक्षजे लोका श्या जानतो विद्वांस चक्र सत्वत संहितम. दैट इज भागवतम कैंटो 1 चैप्टर 7 एंड वर्स नंबर 6. सो देयर द ट्रांसलेशंस वर्ड टू वर्ड फॉर अनर्था थिंग्स विच आर सुपरफ्लुअस और what we say is not desirous in spiritual activities is our, if one is smoking or drinking or whatever anathas we have, that it's not a good idea, you know, to follow. But here it says it is mitigated, and the word for mitigation is called upashanam, upashamam, mitigation. And then shaksha, directly, bhakti yogam, the linking process of devotional service. Adoksaje, unto the transcendence. Lokashya, of the general mass of men. Agnyataha, those who are unaware of. Vidwan, the supremely learned. Chakre, compiled. Satvata, in relation with the supreme truth. Samhitam, Vedic literature. The material miseries of the living entity, which are superfluous to him, can be directly mitigated by the linking process of devotional service. But the mass of people do not know this. And therefore, the learned Vyasadeva compiled this Vedic literature, which is in relation to the Supreme Truth. So this is Srila Prabhupada's translation to verse number 176. So there, Vyasadeva has given this literature so that everyone can understand one's transcendental position, simply by discussing Bhagavad Katha. Even at the present moment, everyone everywhere can be happy from material and be free from material tribulations by following Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no need of austerities and penances, which in this age are very difficult to perform. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has therefore declared, Sarvatma Snapanam Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtanam. By our Krishna conscious movement, we are trying to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam so that anyone, any part of the world can be absorbed in Krishna consciousness movement by chanting and hearing about the activities of Krishna and be free from material tribulations. So we should try and give all our friends, families, everyone, the idea that we should even read a Krishna storybook, get everyone together, maybe before they go to sleep, just 10 minutes, 5 minutes, read Bhagavatam, read Bhagavad Gita, or read a Krishna storybook. And when I went to a course years back, about 30 years, I think, His Holiness Satswarup Maharaj, he was giving a course on the pastimes of Lord Krishna. So he instructed us, and I still try and follow it, that on Ekadasi, we should read a Krishna book. We should just pick up Krishna book and read a story. So, but Srila Prabhupada also says in the Krishna book, and we are very fortunate because the Krishna book was sponsored by George Harrison. He was here and he liked Srila Prabhupada, and Srila Prabhupada said, I may not be able to finish all the translations of Srimad Bhagavatam, but I want to let people know about Krishna. So he actually got the publications done, but we are very fortunate that George Harrison not only allowed Srila Prabhupada to print the Krishna books, and he also gave us this temple here in the manor. So we are very fortunate. We've got the best of both worlds, actually. So there's a little story about culture, that if we bring up people in this Krishna culture, consciousness culture, we'll see the fruits. Now, Maharaj quoted an example about this, what do you call it, pickpocketer. So in Juhu, Mumbai, there are so many Western people come, everyone comes, they're all rich, you know, from Germany, America, all around the world. I don't know about Spain, but you know, they are rich people, generally, who come to Juhu. So this pickpocketer chose Juhu temple, he's called Juhu temple, and he said, right, everyone comes here and I'll make money. So he made a lot of money. And then after making a lot of money, he said, I should get married. So then he was looking for a partner. Then he got married to another lady who was also, he was looking for a pickpocketer, a pickpocketer, a qualification pickpocketer. So he found one. And then both of them got married. And then after time, the lady was expecting. So then they went to the temple, and again, you know, Rasa Bihari was very, very, you know, fortunate for them because they were making a lot of money. So they approached the Lord and they said, please give us a nice son, you know, a supreme pickpocketer. So he, you know, he can help us make our business grow bigger and bigger. So that's what they prayed. So when the child was born, the baby had the hand closed. The baby had the hand closed like this. So they were both worried. How can the child help us in pickpocketing if the hand is closed? It'll make not too much money, you know. It's not that goal. So they said there's something wrong. So they went to various doctors and this and that. But finally, they met a psychiatrist. And psychiatrist, he said, you are a pickpocketer, the father. And then he says, mother, you are a pickpocketer. So maybe, okay, I tell you what, bring a big, nice, big necklace full of pearls and diamonds and all these things. So it's beautiful, you know, something. So they bring that. And then the child, the baby, then he opens the hand. Because he wants to steal that necklace, you know. So his mind is like that. Because he's been trained up. Pickpocketer, pickpocketer. So he's been trained up. So the baby then opens the hand to pick the necklace. But by opening the hand, a little ring comes out. Somebody's ring, wedding ring or whatever. You know, the wedding ring was belonging to the nurse who delivered the baby. The nurse who was delivering the baby, she was missing a ring. The baby took it. Then the baby didn't want to show anybody. So baby was holding that ring. So the moral of the story here is, whatever you teach your children, that's how they become. So, the pickpocketer, husband, wife, they wanted a child who is a pickpocketer. Then that's how karma really works. So, in our case, we try and bring children in a devotional manner. Then they'll adopt the spiritual activities and they'll become good devotees, good people in the world. They will not steal like these pickpocketers. So, that's the moral of the story. Now, I'm almost there, but I want to end with a few things. Every day, if possible, again, I'm sorry I'm instructing, but I'm instructing on behalf of my Guru Maharaj. Every day we should read, if possible, Bhagavad Gita, verses chapter 10 and verses 8, 9, 10, 11. They are called seed verses of the Bhagavatam. And then, if you have time, then you should read the rest of the verses up to text 15. So, chapter 10, verses from 8 to 15. And then, that will take only 5 minutes, roughly. And then you should read whole of chapter 12, which is devotional service. It's a process. But you do devotional service for whom? Then you should read chapter 15. Because your devotional service, you are directing to Radha Gokulananda Krishna. So that's chapter 15. Yoga of the Supreme Person, that's Krishna. So chapter 10, verses 8 to 15. Chapter 12, devotional service. Chapter 15, which is Yoga of the Supreme Person. In Bhagavad Gita. So those are the four seed verses in Bhagavad Gita. And then there are four seed verses in the Bhagavatam because we are discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So for Srimad Bhagavatam, the verses are in first canto, Canto chapter 2 and 9th, Canto 2, chapter 9, and verses are 33, 34, 35, and 36. And I'll just summarize a little bit. 33 says, the Supreme Lord alone exists before, during, and after the creation. 34 says, whatever appears to exist without relation to him is his illusory energy. And 35 says, the Lord exists within and without of everything. And 36, one must always search for him, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, fourth one is, you should search for God. But how do you search for God? You try and find a spiritual master or a senior devotee to guide you in devotional service. Hare Krishna. I think one last, very last thing in my head was about Srila Prabhupada. I don't know when the paper is gone. Just a statement from Srila Prabhupada. If I can find it. Yes, it is here. This is Srila Prabhupada's quote in October 28, 1972. This is what he said in Vrindavan. Just give them a chance to hear about Krishna. It's a nice picture, actually, this one. You can see later on. But just give them a chance to hear about Krishna. I have not bribed these American and European boys to become Krishna conscious. I have no money. When I went to America, I had only $7. 1 hour's expenditure in New York. There is no question of bribing them, but they heard about Krishna. I was reading Bhagavad Gita on the street, in the park, and chanting. They heard and they came to me. They became attracted. Why? Because Krishna. Krishna is in everyone's heart, so we are very lucky that we are doing distribution of books. And let somebody know about Krishna, and then they can be very grateful, not to us, but they'll be grateful for themselves that they're not suffering anymore these material tribulations. So thank you very much for your patience and tolerance. Any questions or comments, please?